This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Up next, 50 residents from Taman Sri Muda who were hit by the floods last December are suing the Malaysian government and 9 others for negligence and breach of statutory duties. So we're getting into it.
So some of the defendants being named in the suit are Aminuddin Hasim, who is the DG of the National Disaster Management Agency, or NADMA. They've also named a minister in the Prime Minister's department, Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man, who is the Environment and Water Minister, Mohd Helmi Abdullah, the Meteorological Department's DG, the Irrigation and Drainage Department, as well as the Shah Alam City Council. So really, quite a comprehensive addressing of people responsible for it. And in the suit, the plaintiffs are seeking special damages amounting to 3.8 million ringgit from the defendants. They're also asking for general and aggravated damages for pain and suffering, emotional distress and mental anguish to be assessed by the court.
So you may remember, of course, that in December last year, the floods devastated huge swaths of the West Coast. They killed more than 24 people, many of them in Shah Alam. And in Shah Alam, Taman Sri Muda was one of the worst hit areas. And at the time, there was a lot of outcry, really, about the government response. So that's what we're going to be getting into now. And to do that, we'll actually be hearing from the people who are bringing the case. So let us know what you think. Again, we're speaking about residents from Taman Sri Muda who are suing the Malaysian government for negligence and breach of statutory duties. So if you'd like to weigh in, that number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now, we have Siti Aisha, who is the lead plaintiff of the case, and Vimal Arison, one of the lawyers for the plaintiffs. Siti, Vimal, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting us to be on your show.
Siti, our first question is actually going to be directed to you. So to start things off, tell us about what it's been like for you and the other residents during the floods, but also since then.
Siti Aisha from Taman Sri Muda. Yes. The flooded was December 18th started, and we were 2 days without food. We were in the house, upstairs. My house is double story, so it's upstairs. We will stay with my grandchild, my son, my daughter-in-law, 2 days without food. And we were suffering because no light, no internet, cannot connect anybody, cannot call anyone. And finally, a boat came the second day. And we will go through the window. They help us through the window. We went and stay in a center, Tamil school, Emerald Tamil School, for 5 days. My grandchild and daughter-in-law, they went back to Sungai Buloh. I and my son stayed in Tamil school for 5 days. So we were thinking always Sri Muda is Panje, always flooded. So my house, normally every heavy rain, it would flood below my knee. So we were thinking that it is like that. So we normally few things only we keep down, but the water came very fast. We can't do anything. 3 days continue raining. So we can't do anything. Very fast it came. Whatever we want to take, small things only we carry up. Other things all gone. We cannot help anything. So we stay without light, no food, and my grandchild, you know, I had only one mineral bottle only. I mixed milk with that water only, no hot water. Alhamdulillah, my grandchild okay with the water. That's how we stay. But all the things all gone, everything is gone. You seen the picture? You saw my picture? We were cleaning the house. Yeah, this been going on so many years. Yeah, why the government doesn't want to take care about this. See, when we always flood come, they will go down and go and see the dam and they do something. They say they will always due to the rubbish. They will tell due to the rubbish. So this been happening for so many years. I'm here nearly 20 years already. So many times flooded. why not they calm down and see what is due to this flood? Maybe because of the drainage. It's very small those days. But now you have to make it bigger and make it, you know, clear. Whenever we ask the, you know, the cleaners, MBSA cleaner, all foreigners, we ask, why you less people? Only 5 people only cleaning this remuda. They will say, no people. Why they cannot appoint people? More people? Well, only 5 people to clean all this. 3 more days, how big? So we cannot, you know, complain. We always complain. We take picture and we send to the DUN office and they will come clean just for 1 week. Then after that, no. Recently, this rain, recently last week, the rain, the river, you know, the all fully, we very scared. The drain all fully water. The dam also, you have to go and see the dam. Go and see the dam. How is the dam? If the river, the water rise up, they will lock it. If they lock it, the water will come to our place. Of course, it will come to our place. So this has been happening so many times. So why not this, our government, Selangor government, why never take any action? They are all educated people. There are engineers and everybody is there. Why not they do something, you know, to prevent this flood? We have lost a lot of things, you know. We didn't expect, you know, by anything for the emergency, we didn't need any boat from the government, from the ASCA. No, we never, Bomba boat, only 2. This remuda is how big? They give only 2-3 boats. Can like this, 2-3 boats can enough or not? Can't. They should stand by all the boats. Even the police station, they should have boats. Where's the boats? All NGOs only come down and help, you know, so many people give food. So many, all NGO boats only came down last month. You know, that also they don't want to give them to come enter the Sri Muda. But still our people fight for us. Huh? No, that so many people die inside the house. In front of my eye, the boat, you know, turn over 3 times. No, where they gone? But the news never come out. They will never put the news. So many people died, you know. So because of this, we are fighting for our, actually this case has been, no, been our belated guest passed away. He is the one who bring up these cases. So we all cooperate because everybody is involved here, Sri Muda people, so all lost so many things. So we doesn't want to keep quiet like that forever. So that's why we want to bring up this out and we want to win out. We want to see what the government is going to do and what the government is going to give for us.
Vimal, if I can draw on you now, have there been cases like this before where the government is being sued by residents for floods?
No, but I've been informed that there are other groups of residents who want to file as well. I've also been made to understand that many residents in Klang want to file as well.
Yeah, and the residents did file this suit against the authorities for negligence as well as breach of statutory duties.
Statutory duty, correct.
Could you tell us more about this?
You see, it is a two-pronged suit. One is pre-disaster, during and post. Pre-disaster, it is there were a lot of engineering defaults which we found. Post-disaster was just bad management by the party. Actually, NADMA, who end up pushing the blame to state or federal government, when there is a directive, there is a government directive that during disasters, it is NADMA to spearhead all post-disaster management, which in our case, we think that they failed to do so, which led to a lot of people suffering, like what Siti Aisha just said. There was no rescue, there was no food, there was no medical aid. All this is supposed to be handled by NADMA. And then there was also no warning by MET, for example, towards the residents. The warnings only came 2 days after the flood, which was on December 19. The flood started on December 17, actually. So these are certain one of the few issues that we are hoping to get addressed. Also, what is very important, possibly floods will happen again this year during the monsoon season, November, December. So we want the government and the authorities to take action and make sure that whatever happened last year don't happen again. I think that is more important than the general and special damages we are all looking for. It is the implementation from the government and relevant agencies which what we are looking at.
So what are the demands of this suit? What are the plaintiffs asking for?
Other than the special and general damages is for them to implement measures to make sure that the place is cleaned. It's not clogged. There is no rubbish in the drains. and to take engineering work to be done so that it doesn't happen again. We're getting some declaratory orders regarding that one.
What kind of impact do you think this suit will have for other flood victims moving forward?
I think everyone should know their rights. It's a statutory duty of the government to ensure this doesn't happen. This wasn't an act of God, per se, because so much of negligence we found out during the preparation of this trial, which will be ventilated during trial.
What happens next?
Next, we have served all the parties, so we will wait for their defense and look at the documents and stuff, and then there will be a trial date.
So, Siti, if I may just ask you for your final message on this.
Hopefully, we will get a good result from the Selangor government and will help the people, the whole people, the whole Sri Muda people. He has to give something for each and every house. They only gave 2,000 for what? 2,000? I repay my electrician is 1,400. 2,000, how long you want to keep? Look at my house. My house not yet painted at all, never repaired at all. Same as the same clean up and I'm staying like that. Hopefully, we will get a good result from the Selangor government. That's what we are fighting for it. Hopefully, I'm praying for that. That's what I need. All the people who, we are fighting for it. Only got 50 people, but it's already so many people. 50, we already applied for everything. So for the other people too, we are fighting to the people in Sri Muda. Hopefully, because now rain, everybody like phobia already, We rain, we can't sleep. It's true, can't sleep at all. We will come down and see the drain and everything. We'll watch out, go to the dam. How we feel like that. They are sleeping well and we are not sleeping well. How is it? So how long is it going to be like this? That's what we are going to do. We want a good result from that Selangor government. This is what I am expecting. Thank you.
Siti, Vimal, thank you both so much for joining us. That was Siti Aisha, the lead plaintiff of the case, which is seeing the Taman Sri Muda residents who were affected by the floods last December suing the Malaysian government as well as 9 others. And we also heard, of course, from Vimal Arison, one of the lawyers for the plaintiffs. We'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.